Hiding Out West, broadcasting from Wickenburg, Arizona this morning. Don Ryden is one of those guys I could just have on every week.
He's kind of poetic in his speaking and presentation, right?
When you want to talk about architectural history, he's one of my most favorite. And the fact that we go back so far together, and we're going to talk more architectural history in the next hour. But during our interview with Don, we had several questions pile up that we want to address about pool water elevation, termites, what to do about water treatment, holiday projects, a Fountain Hills condo that's incurring water damage from drainage problems from the neighbor's yard. But right now we have Miss Suzanne on the phone from Tucson. Let's take her call since she's actually on hold right now. Suzanne?
Yes, thank you. I'm here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm outside feeding my horses.
So to my point,
I actually do have a real ranch house.
Okay.
It was built in 1980, flat roof, red adobe, as stated. And it has not been upgraded or remodeled. The interior is knotty pine wood walls and hardwood floors. And I'm afraid to put granite countertops in my kitchen because I think it'll look stupid. I'd like your opinion.
Well, now you're asking a guy built.
Definition of stupid doesn't match the house, the rest of the house.
I've built underground shooting ranges for people in their living room. I've built basements underneath existing houses. If you design it, I can build it. But I can't design my way out of a paper bag. I was actually working for an architect in Phoenix by the name of George Christensen as I was beginning to go through my bachelor degree work at ASU. And I went to work for George thinking I would go into architecture. And after about 2 years working for George, he says, "You know what, Rosie? You'd make a real good structural engineer." He said most architects are just going to bust tables for the first 3 years after they graduate anyway. So he talked me, I can't design. But here's what I've seen, Miss Suzanne, in the hundreds of kitchens and baths we've remodeled. In that ranch home that you've got, burnt adobe interior bricks, wood paneling, wood floors, any countertop you'd like will go fine. In my personal opinion, I just wouldn't get really busy with a bunch of grain pattern. I'd make it a fairly uniform slab, and I think you'd be fine. You're going to work on top of it. I tell you what, Jennifer and I have had granite. We've had ceramic tile. But my most favorite countertop of all time, and I'll never have a kitchen without it, is solid maple wood. We love solid maple wood countertops. And we have an island in our home that's 10 feet long and 4 feet wide, and the whole thing is butcher block top. And it's a natural bacteria. The molecules in the maple wood are a natural bacteria killer. If you keep it wiped down, it's one of the cleanest surfaces. Jennifer, you have to maintain it. I would consider it a pretty low maintenance top.
No, it's very low maintenance. Every once in a while you sand it and then just keep it oiled.
Yeah. So remember, Suzanne.
But it would be too much wood, like wood walls, wood countertops.
You could never have too much wood. Speaking from a carpenter's perspective, but really, you could go, Suzanne, any direction you want to go. You really could. Granite would be fine. My personal opinion would just be, don't go with any too wild, and then consider what you can do on the backsplashes. Is it the granite itself that you turn up and go to the bottom of your upper cabinets? Or do you put in, you know, a toned down subway tile or something like that, which we do a lot of.
Miss Suzanne, if you want to send a picture to info at Rosie on the house, we'll take a look at it and, you know, kind of pass it around to some of the designers we know.
Yeah.
If you're questioning Rosie's design, which he's given you every right to. So, yeah, send me a picture, info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Okay, that's a great idea. I'll do that. You guys have a great day.
Thank you
much.
You too.
Well, we've kind of run out of time to cover some current events, which I wanted to cover. APS is under a whole new set of scrutinizing eyes, and their rate increase, and the, you know, we talked about it a lot on air, the computer model that they had, you could go on and
yeah.
it would help you pick the right plan. Well, I guess it'd help you pick the wrong plan in some instances. But I will tell you this, if you were a regular listener of Rosie on the House, that computer model would not have tricked you, because the things we taught you to do would have pre-informed you before you made that decision. So, and how about all the cities, Sedona, Scottsdale, Tucson, that are coming up with city council specialty hearings on these short-term rentals? I mean, this is going to become a bigger and bigger deal, especially in light of the higher-end communities where a house is left empty for people to rent during high
tourist season
times to throw big neighborhood bash parties. There was one not too far from our house that had the police there. These short-term rentals, there's going to be some new rules come down on that by way of council hearings, I'm sure. When we get back, we have more special guests, we've got more events, and we'll take your questions right here at Rosie on the House.